The Republican National Convention's future in Charlotte became more uncertain over the Memorial Day holiday. First, President Trump tweeted that the GOP might need to move the convention because he said Governor Roy Cooper is in a shutdown mood. And Vice President Mike Pence says Florida, Georgia, and Texas are possible sites for the RNC. Coming up in a few minutes, WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports on venues worried about losing out on RNC revenue. But first, WFAE's Steve Harrison reports that finding another city to host the RNC may be difficult.
Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp said Tuesday his state could safely host the RNC. But Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, a Democrat, says not so fast. She says that Atlanta, like North Carolina, is following a phased, data-driven approach to reopening, and that doesn't contemplate hosting a large event in August. Jacksonville, Florida Mayor Lenny Curry, a former chairman of that state's Republican Party, wants to host the RNC. And the city's tourism director, Michael Corrigan, says hosting would be difficult, but...
I think we could do it, mostly because Jacksonville was the first venue to put on live sporting events since this all happened.
That live sporting event was the Ultimate Fighting Championship, although it was a TV-only event with no spectators. And while Florida has reopened faster than North Carolina, the state still limits gatherings to 50 people. In North Carolina, it's 10 people inside and 25 outside. Jacksonville has a Republican mayor and city council, but Republican councilmember Matt Carlucci says he's not comfortable moving so fast.
If I was in administrative leadership, or if this comes before the council, I'd really want to talk to a lot of health specialists and get as much information as I could before I started packing thousands and thousands of people, into a small arena.
The former president of the 2012 RNC host committee in Tampa, Ken Jones, says the talk about moving the convention is unrealistic.
It would be extraordinarily difficult to pick up and move 100 days out. It would be extraordinarily difficult to pick up and move 9 months out or a year out. I mean, there's a reason that the site selection committee does this process 3.5 years ahead of time.
2 years ago, cities like Miami, Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio decided not to bid on the RNC. In fact, Charlotte was the only municipality to put in a formal bid.
Not one city in Texas could give assurance to the RNC about our ability to pack an arena or to maintain social distancing or anything like this post-COVID world.
That's Craig Davis, the CEO of Visit Dallas. He has no plans to pursue the RNC.
We simply don't have direction from any of our agencies that would otherwise be given that type of permission to us.
Pence's comments about moving the convention came after President Trump tweeted that North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper is in a shutdown mood and that Republicans must be immediately given an answer as to whether or not the space will be allowed to be fully occupied. If the state doesn't do that, Trump said, we will be reluctantly forced to find another site. Trump's tweets came 4 days after North Carolina's Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mandy Cohen, said the GOP should, quote, hope for the best and plan for the worst for the convention. In response to the president's tweets, Cohen sent a letter Monday to the CEO of the convention, Marsha Lee Kelly. She asked the GOP to submit a written plan for how it can hold the convention safely and said Republicans need several scenarios for the event. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison. Now Claire Donnelly reports.
John Ellison has been planning for the RNC for more than 7 months. He owns two places in Charlotte's South End, restaurant The Gin Mill and Amos's, a live music venue. Ellison says in October, he signed a contract with a group that booked both spots for all 4 nights of the convention. Now the group, which he wouldn't name, wants its nearly $44,000 deposit back.
We both have kind of decided to wait till, like, I think June 10th. To see where North Carolina is at that point. But with Roy Cooper pushing bars back until earliest June 26, it's still definitely not looking very good.
Ellison says if the RNC doesn't happen, his businesses will miss out on up to $175,000.
If it could occur, it would definitely help pull us out of all the money that's been lost during the pandemic. It was going to kind of like set us back straight.
The owner of Middle Sea Jazz Club in Uptown is also counting on the RNC. Larry Farber says restaurants and entertainment venues were worried before Trump's Memorial Day tweets. The pandemic has put the convention's future in limbo for months.
It would be a real blow to all of the venues in Charlotte and, of course, to everybody that's been associated with it, you know, the food vendors, entertainment, transportation, on and on, you know, if the convention is not here.
Farber says Middle Sea could make at least between $50,000 and $100,000 hosting related events. But because of the coronavirus, he says no one so far has committed to rent the space.
They have viewed our site, they're ready to go, but nobody wants to pull the trigger until they know that it is definite and confirmed.
The Mint Museum uptown has also struggled during the pandemic, says Caroline Portillo.
We were certainly hopeful that RNC revenue would help us make up some of the revenue we lost when we had to close our doors in March.
In a normal year, about 12% of the museum's revenue comes from rentals. Portillo says the RNC would be the museum's single largest rental revenue for its next fiscal year, which starts in July. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.